In Shlishi of the Parsha, we read the following pasuk. Or we should read the following pasuk. Ela toldot Noach. Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav. Et ha-Elohim hitalech Noach. And with regard to Noach, Rashi brings the machloket amongst the Tanaim. Was Noach a tzaddik bidorotav, a tzaddik in his generation? Would he have been a greater tzaddik or as good a tzaddik in the generation of Avraham? Or was he a tzaddik only in his generation, but in the generation of Avraham, lo haya nechshav l'klum? So, you'd say, well, I guess I don't have much to say about Shlishi of the Parsha if I have to talk about Noach. But Noach lives and thrives in Shlishi of our Parsha and will continue to thrive for into next week's Parsha. Such that we don't call him Noach. We call him Lot. Lot is perhaps the greatest disappointment in, at least and certainly in the early life of, that we are seen of Avraham. Lot is a person who has been raised by Avraham as a son. Avraham, of course, has no children of his own. He's 75 years old when he comes into Canaan. He has raised Lot from the time that his brother, Lot's father, Haran, has died under whatever circumstances that has been. Lot has followed Avraham to Canaan. Lot has followed Avraham to Mitzrayim. Lot has followed Avraham from Mitzrayim back to Canaan. And then there is a quarrel. Quarrel between the shepherds of Avraham and the shepherds of Lot. And Lot says to him that it is time to... it doesn't even say anything. It's clear from Avraham that he has to speak to Lot directly. Vayom Avraham el Lot, al na tihi meriva beini uveinecha uvein ra'ai uvein ro'echa. Ki anashim achim anachnu. There shouldn't be some kind of quarrel between our shepherds. After all, we are brothers. He speaks to him not as a father figure, but as a brother figure. And then he says the following, and here you can really only appreciate it in Eretz Yisrael. He says, "Hallo kol ha'aretz lefanecha yipared na me'elai me'smol ve'emina v'imayamin va'asmi'ila." So, as you may know, and I apologize to the people who I'm turning my back to at the moment, the orientation, in fact, the very word orientation, comes from the east. Orient is, it means the east. The orientation of Tanakh is to face Kedma. Kedma means to face forward, towards the east, towards the sun. And here, I'm facing eastward. And Avraham says, "Im hasmol ve'aymina." If you go to the left, meaning if you go north, I will go to the right. I will go south. "Ve'im hayamin," and if you choose to go south, "Vasma'ila," then I will go to the left. I'll go north. And Lot chooses neither of those options. Lot, immediately afterwards, two things. First of all, I'm sure Avraham hoped, prayed, and expected Lot to respond, "What do you mean? Why should we be split at all? We can work this out. Your uncle Avraham." But that's not what Lot does. Nor does Lot choose the north, nor does he choose the south. "Vayisa Lot et Einav." Lot looks up, picks up his head, looks straight forward. Vayar et kol kikar hayarden. He sees the valley. Now the trisim are here, but you can see it from different vantage points, that far away from the yeshiva. You can see all the way into Jordan without any problem. They were standing in Yerushalayim. They were probably standing a little bit farther to the south. But he sees, but within, I would say, within 20 kilometers of here, they were standing. And from this vantage point, and you can see different places, you can see down to where today's Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, is, because that's the Kikar HaYarden, and Lot looks straight eastward, and he sees the Kikar, which is Kula Mashkeh, which is fertile, before God had destroyed Sodom and Amorah, Kigan Hashem, like the garden of God, Ke'eretz Mitzrayim, like Eretz Mitzrayim. And Lot chooses to go there. Vayisami Kedem. And he goes eastward. He doesn't go left. He doesn't go right. He goes straight forward to Sodom. And the Torah immediately tells us, Anshei Sodom Ra'im V'chata'im L'Hashem Ma'od, that the people of Sodom are very evil. Why do I say that Lot is Noach? Because Lot is a person who, like Noach, and I spoke about Noach last week, Ish the tzaddik b'dorotav doesn't mean simply the tzaddik living chronologically in his generation. It means a person who is a tzaddik of his generation, influenced by his generation. We're going to see the future of Lot. There are a lot of parallels between Lot and Noach. They're both going to be in a community which is destroyed. They're both going to be saved with their families, and only with their families. They will, neither one of them will pray for the communities or attempt to save the communities around them. They both will end up drunk, and they both will end up in some kind of liaison with their children, which is highly problematic, to say the least. They have the exact same trajectory. But Noach didn't have something that Lot had. Noach didn't have a choice. Lot had the choice. Lot could decide to stay with Abraham, or at the very least, he could go and stay within the boundaries, within the framework, within the rubric of Abraham. He could go left, he could go right. But he chose not to go in any of those directions. He chooses to go to Sodom. He chooses to take something which is he's been influenced by Mitzrayim. He chooses to not to stay with the tzaddik. He chooses to go throw in his lot, his lot, as it were, with the Rishaim. That is Lot's choice. And when the Medrash asks about Noah, what would Noah be in the generation of Abraham? The machloket is, would Noah have chosen to stay with Abraham, been influenced by Abraham, become a part of that family? Or would he too have chosen to go to Sodom? Rabotai, I'm going to apologize. There may be an Avraham in this room. I'm not him. No one ever asks what Avraham would have been like in the generation of Noah. Because Avraham is always an Avraham. Avraham is an influencer. He's not influenced by the people around him. So if you're Avraham, I apologize for speaking to all the Lots in the room. Because I'm a Lot. I'm a Noah. We have the choice, Rabotai. The choice is very clear in our society, in our world. Do you choose to be with the Avrahams? Do you choose to be with the people whose values are the values that you really aspire to? Or do you pick up your head, Vayisa Lot et Einav, and you decide to go to where it's Kulam Mashke Ke'eretz Mitzrayim? Do you choose to go to stone? The choice is ours, Rabotai, and we can decide for ourselves. Are we going to be the tzadikim of Bidorotenu, or are we just going to be tzadikim? Have a wonderful day.